Another group of hormones that are involved in regulating the blood urine volume is the renin-angiotensin system. And this system is a series of hormones and proteins that are in the blood that act as hormones and so on that kind of work in a chain reaction and have an effect on the control of blood and urine volume balance. And so what's going to trigger this system? One of the factors that can trigger it is a lack of sodium, so salt deprivation. If there's not enough sodium in the blood, this system will be triggered. That doesn't tend to be an issue in the U.S. where we get plenty of salt in our diet. Another is low blood volume. So any measure of low blood volume is going to trigger this system. Usually this is measured right at the kidneys as the blood moves the renal arteries into the kidney and before they leave the kidney through the renal veins. And another trigger for the renin-angiotensin system is low blood pressure. So these things are monitored through the body, and if any one of these three is a factor, then the renin-angiotensin system is going to be triggered. And renin is secreted into the blood by the kidneys. It's not secreted into the nephron. It's secreted right into the blood. And what renin does is it initiates the production of another protein called angiotensin II. It converts plasma protein that is already present into angiotensin II. And angiotensin II is going to have three major effects, and its overall effect is to raise blood pressure. And it's going to do that in three particular ways. The first way is that it's going to cause vasoconstriction of the arteries and the arterioles. So it's going to cause the arteries and the arterioles to narrow down. And we've already addressed vasoconstriction somewhat when we were looking at the blood pressure lab where you immersed your hands in ice water. And vasoconstriction is going to reduce the amount of space for the blood to flow through, which is going to increase the pressure. So it's kind of like if you have a water balloon filled with water and you somehow squeeze that water balloon down into a smaller size, it's going to have more pressure exerted on its walls. A second way that angiotensin II is going to raise the blood pressure is by stimulating the sense of thirst. So it's going to encourage a person to drink water, and that, of course, will add water. It will add fluid to the volume of fluid volume of the body. And the another way to put that is that it'll go into the blood volume as plasma. And third, it's going to stimulate the secretion of another hormone called aldosterone, and aldosterone, of course, is going to be involved with monitoring the salt and water concentrations in the blood.